Welcome to the Gingerly Ignorant Podcast.
Woo!
Woo! I'm Ben. That's Connor.
Yep. We're out here. Ready to rock.
Yep.
There's a dog. It's here. It's ready. We're also ready.
Just getting crazy.
Yeah.
If you'd like, follow us on Instagram, Gingerly Ignorant Podcast. Except for you.
Yeah.
On a break.
Yeah.
Currently.
Yeah. No more social media at all. Because it feels unnatural and wrong and disgusting and slightly arousing a little bit. Actually, yeah, mostly arousing.
Yeah.
Mostly, I'm mostly 6 to 12 since not using Instagram at all.
Nice.
The Grom. I'm on the Grom.
The Grom.
Yeah.
Yep. But on Reddit constantly.
Yeah, that's the issue because you switch from... You're spending all your free time on something as trivial as Instagram, and then switching it to just Reddit porn all day, every day, nonstop.
All day, every
nonstop.
Day.
Yeah, so it's like autoplay, and it's just going. And then you're like downloading Reddit downloader.
Yep.
The Reddit heads will know what that is. Yep. And you're just like, just nonstop, just, you know, Greek porn, Italian porn, Swedish porn.
So you're going culturally.
Yeah, culturally.
Cultural porn.
Yeah, even trying to appropriate my own culture as much as possible. mutt culture.
Mutt culture? Yeah, yeah.
Mutt culture. Yeah. And, you know, just like finding a new addiction, basically switching from one addiction to the other,
right.
Which is, you know, it's arguably a thing that happens a lot, I find, with media in general or, you know, like life in general. Everything is addicting if you let it be. But specifically for some reason, I find that whatever the algorithm is or whatever with like Instagram and stuff, specifically that, maybe it's the colors and the sounds and like the, you know, just the overall interface that once you're on there, you start scrolling and then like 18 hours go by and you haven't eaten and you shit yourself three times.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't notice.
It happens to me pretty often.
Yep.
And then you do notice eventually and then you're just like, okay, well, this can't keep happening. So, you know, mandatory removal of the apps on
any
every phone, you know, computers,
every device,
this, I know, hug this out a window afterwards.
Nice. Nice.
You know, and I just think that it controls too much time for people.
People have now created this. I mean, we've all talked about like the pinky.
Yeah.
Like every pinky I've seen since I learned about this is a little bent.
Is that what that one is?
There's a dent right there. Just a little dent on this one too.
That's what that one is?
Yeah. It's from you holding your damn phone. We're on our phones constantly. And social media is the reason. There's nothing else that we're doing. Nobody's texting all day every day. All day every day.
Some people might be.
So when I first got a cell phone when I was 16, maybe 15, 16, something like that, we got a bill. I think I was with my parents or my brother and my dad, something like that. And we got a bill for like $500, which was unheard of at the time. It was just ridiculous.
Jesus.
So you can ask for a detailed bill, which is ridiculous. FedEx delivers it. It's a package. It is pages on pages on calls sent and received, text sent and receive, each number. Whew. Let me tell you, there was 4,899 pages front to back. So it was a 2,000 page book.
Not back to front?
No, it's front to back.
Okay, that's weird. That's weird.
In Japan, it's back to front.
Yeah, left to right. Right to right. Right to left.
Right to left.
Right to right sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
left,
in Europe.
Left to down.
Down to up.
Up to
diagonal. Japanese comic books are weird, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Also arousing.
Yeah. So anyway, so this thing, I had like 3,000 of those pages of just text. I did the math. It was like a text sent or received.
That was a thing
every
for
5 minutes.
That was a thing for a long time, right? Like back in the day, you'd get like, you know, you wouldn't have data. Data didn't exist at one point, right?
No.
2G was a thing. Yep. Maybe when we were in high school, probably 500 years ago.
Yep.
And
500 years ago.
Yeah, about that, right? Probably close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, that was the thing with that, where it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like this thing that happened to everybody, but then you'd always hear about the occasional person that's getting like a $500 to like $5,000 phone bill or something insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, we live in a country too. We live in this great northern land that has the highest cell phone plan prices in the entire fucking world, essentially.
Is that true?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's what they say. I don't know the stats. Maybe maybe Orange Man can pull that up, but yeah.
That's you, Daniel.
Get those sweet, sweet statistical numbers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure that
he's a Rain Man.
Canadians specifically are probably paying the craziest amount for cell phones and internet.
And taxes.
Worldwide.
We're
worldwide.
Really high up there on taxes.
Taxes as well.
As provincial, anyway.
Yeah, provincial. Depending on the province you're in, too. Like, for example, our province has HST, which is a thing where they just combined taxes that otherwise don't exist in certain provinces.
Yep.
And made it a higher percentage. Can you blow that up for my old man eyes?
Yeah, man. I got you. We're old men here. You young bucks. I mean, you're...
It just basically says we pay 138% more than other countries.
138% more than other countries. That is insanity.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's true, man. Like, a lot of people can barely afford any aspect of this kind of thing. Like, you see people, like, struggling to pay phone bills in Canada. These are people that, like, have decent jobs and stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
And they can't afford to pay whatever just because of the insane prices. And then, for example, you go somewhere like China or Japan or like Malaysia or something like that. I think they'll pay something, the equivalent Canadian would be like under $20.
Yeah.
Canadian.
For even the States. It's got to be pennies on the dollar in comparison.
Yeah, man. That AT&C and that Varietal.
Yeah.
It's like probably the best.
Yeah, the Sprite brand,
Sprite.
I think.
Yeah. Sprite's really good. It's really fast. Yeah. Yeah, the least carbonated network in all of America for like 37 states. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Allegedly. But yeah, man, that's like, that's kind of the gripes of being a Canadian. Like right now, per second, we are paying like, what, like $200 per megabyte.
Really?
Upload and download.
Wow.
Right now to do this show. Right now.
So glad we have free healthcare because I just about had a fucking heart attack.
That's good, yeah, but then, you know, we're going to have to wait around for, you know, they're going to send like 35 to 40 different cop cars for every instance of a potential heart attack.
Yeah.
Real, fake, doesn't matter. 35 to 40 is the standard quota that they'll send out. It's nationwide, dude. It's all of Canada,
yep.
Mostly the western part. But, yeah, we have, you know, what's the statistics on, like, Tim Hortons, right? There's two Tim Hortons per person in Canada or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's, like, I think it's 250 cops that are ready to go to help you if you have a panic attack or, you know, if you think you're dying.
Right.
All the time. And that's why our taxes are so high. That's why our internet is so expensive.
I'm also wondering why that's not a paramedic's job. Which is, this is a topic that's been going on for the last
four
or 5 months.
You know, right? Yeah. Especially now with all these people constantly dying of famine and disease in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's widespread.
It's a pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah. We're doing, you know, we're doing okay.
Yeah.
It's a pandemic. Mm. A lot of pandas.
How easy is it to get laid in a pandemic, or how hard is it? Without social media, I'll ask you personally and then a generalized version of that.
Doing a lot of like self-reflecting and self-fucking. Mostly.
Okay.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Other people are drowning in poon. Foods. In poon and junk, respectively.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Allegedly. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, we have a lot of like intergender, intergender people in this country now, right? So I mean, they kind of pick whatever you want to drown in and drown in it.
Yeah.
Right? The main purpose here is no one is swimming; we're all drowning, and that's sweet, sweet, or drunk, respectively.
Yeah, yeah.
But man, you know, it's like it's pretty natural. Like that's pretty Canadian of us to do that, I think, you know.
Overindulge.
Yeah, we're a nation of overindulgence, paying too much for things, and you know, essentially trying to be other nations.
Now, I will say this as a sidebar. London is the number one place for STDs in Canada, I think.
Really?
I think so.
What
it
is,
might be on Tinder.
Well,
I think STDs? It's I think HPV.
Yeah.
I think that's it. It's something to do with Western Ontario.
Happy pimp virus, eh?
Yeah.
I knew somebody that had HPV. And I don't know them anymore.
They still have it.
I don't know what happened.
I'll tell you that right now. Something
happened. They're out there somewhere. Yeah.
But I'm sure we held a record somewhere. Yeah. For highest STD
statistically,
rate.
Probably more STDs per capita. Is that the right word? Per capita.
Yeah.
Yep. Per capita in this glorious nation that we live in, Ontario.
Yeah. A tenth the size of our southern brothers. And
we're actually kind of like a superpower if you think about it. Like where we live is kind of, it's like Russia, but more Russian. You know?
It's Russian with A and sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. We're Russia light without the WMDs. Well, as many.
Well, yeah, there's some around. We're Russia light. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Miller light or Bud light. It's kind of shitty, but it's kind of not.
Yeah.
It's just good enough. That's basically summing up Canada.
Yeah.
And I guess documenting that is probably, it's a goal of most Canadians. It should be. Not enough Canadians share that experience.
No, they don't.
You know, for whatever reason. You know, we're mostly just, we're flexing with, like, the Roots or, you know, like, the not the band.
No, the clothing line.
Yes.
I got you. Yeah.
Or, you know, Canada Goose. We're killing geese.
Canada Goose is not, do you have a Canada Goose jacket?
I can't afford that.
Right. So, do you have a Canada Goose jacket, Daniel? There's nobody in this place right now that has a Canada Goose jacket.
If
you walk down to Western right now in this weather, which is not that cold, I guarantee you could get 10 to 20 Canada Goose jackets in your sights for sure.
Yeah, that's a thing. Like,
it's not something we buy.
No, I don't know if, well, yeah, way to be classist, right?
No, well, I mean, it's international students.
Oh.
It's students who buy it mostly. That has revved their market up so much.
Well, you know, if you have money to spend
yeah.
in a place where you live, you should spend it on things that are going to help you, like a coat. It's really cold here. It's
Canada super Goose cold jackets here. Are the ones to buy.
Yeah, they are.
I'm freezing in two hoodies and a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's really cold in here. It's icy.
Yeah.
But it's the season of that sweet, sweet frozen land becoming a thing. And that's got to be the worst. I think, like, the craziest part about living in Canada is the winter and, like, how much it can really screw with people.
Yeah.
You know, it's so intense. Like, you can get frostbite and die just from checking your mail or something.
The swing, you know, between fall and winter is so drastic. Or
it really
summer
is.
And winter, because fall yeah. is a month-long process of that.
Yeah, like, even, like, a week ago, I was riding a bike and it was 20 degrees.
Yeah.
And then a day later it was -1.
It was 20 degrees 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's -4 outside when we were, you know, out and about last night.
Yeah, it's insane. So that's kind of another thing. You get this perma shiver.
Yeah.
Some people might confuse it with like rickets or scabies or something because like
a little twitchy. You know,
which, you know, makes sense, but still. You know, only 95% of Canadians have scabies. It's a known fact. I mean, I don't know why people
95.
Are still debating
wow.
this. It's a thing. It's been known for, you know, the last
decade.
That's
what separates us from them, eh?
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
A lot of that info can be found on, like, many forums, you know. And kind of to bring it back to Reddit, like, you know, on par with all these things, like, you know, my Reddit feed is basically, it's just, like, extreme versions of the weather, which is like any day here.
Yep.
And then like hardcore bukkake porn, essentially.
But culturally diverse.
Very culturally, like only culturally diverse, basically.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not Canadian.
Well, definitely.
Actually,
it is.
It might be.
It might be more Canadian than you think.
Yeah, that's true.
It's definitely not Caucasian. You can say it. You're white. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Nobody's true. Giving you shit.
Yeah. I heard that if you define yourself, though, that you can't change it unless, you know, you go to a doctor and assign something to change. So
I think there's a few people that might disagree with that.
Maybe.
Let's not name too many names, but.
Well, it's probably just this one guy named Alex, probably.
Yeah.
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 He's the intergender national champ of log throwing.
Yeah.
5 years in a row. Wow. And he's got the battle scars to prove it. But at the same time, he's still a beautiful human being.
Yeah.
And that's really all that matters at the end of the day, right? You should probably like be judging people for their taste in Reddit threads, what kind of porn they look at.
Yeah.
You know.
The fact that you look at porn on Reddit is astounding to me. I mean, there are millions, and I'm pretty sure I'm underplaying it.
I didn't know that.
There's millions of websites that are free for pornography.
I had no idea.
That's crazy.
I just
read it.
I had dial-up.
Yep.
And then we called this company called Beal.
Mm-hmm.
And they hooked it up.
Yep.
And it's a little bit faster.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And the phone still works when you're on the internet.
Yeah, but like I have to keep like dialing.
You gotta keep spinning.
I have to keep spinning.
Do you realize that kid right there has no fucking idea what the hell that motion was?
That's true. That's true. There's a certain generation that forgets things like rotary phones.
Yep. Dial up.
Calligraphy.
Answering machines.
Answering machines. Alarm clocks.
Alarm clocks. Cursive writing.
Cursive writing.
I mean, we
calligraphy.
You know.
What it's like to live without air conditioning. Which is actually kind of faux pas to be in Canada and be that way, because why would we have air conditioning when we live in igloos?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen that Rick Mercer episode?
Where he lives in an igloo?
No.
And kills his whole family?
Where he's in Detroit, and he's looking across at Windsor, and he goes, what do you think of Canadians, stuff like that? And they're going, oh, they live in igloos. He goes, you know,
it's true.
Hockey's going to get canceled because the puck trees are running dry.
That's accurate.
Yep.
Yep.
And they're like, have you ever been to Canada? No. Do you know what it looks like? No. And he's like, at the river going, yeah, it's right there. Like, you can see it. You just thought that was another part of Detroit you haven't seen. It's and bananas.
They're like, yep.
Yep.
Yep, it is.
Yeah. Oh, there's northern Detroit. Perfect.
That's kind of a crazy thing, too. Like, if you ever think about, like, being in a country and then all the media sources that we intake, too. Because, like, Canadian media isn't necessarily the strongest.
No.
Until now. By the way,
yeah.
Until now.
Until right now.
Right this moment.
This very day.
The strongest source of media in all of Canada has finally arisen.
Call Trudeau. We're in trouble.
Get him in the ring. I'm going to fight him. And we'll see who wins. And then whoever wins gets to rule this great nation.
Become the president of Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of ruling us
right
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's accurate, man. It's accurate.
Would you rather be the president of the United States, the Pope, or whoever's running North Korea? Think about it.
North Korea could be like pretty fun.
Dude, that...
Maybe. Maybe.
I mean, I would vote North Korea. I would vote it.
Yeah?
Yeah, for two reasons. One, you can make up any story you want. Anything. It's so closed in, so confided. You make up any story you want. You're a king immediately, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And two, you get to choose from one of three haircuts, and I could use a new look.
Mm, so, nice. That's cool. Perfect. So it's like bowl cut?
Yep.
Slightly longer bowl cut?
Yep.
And like shaved head with like a fade?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
I
like the bowl cut. Like parted.
Yeah.
Dough.
Middle. Oh, yeah.
Mm. So they put the bowl on and they cut around the bowl.
Yeah.
Right? And then they part it.
Yeah.
And you got to use like some gel or, you know, maybe like some. What's like a good thing to like hold hair down?
Gel. Gel works. Yeah.
Yeah. Like what's the other ones?
Mousse. Hairspray.
There's some more out there probably.
Yeah, there's definitely
blood.
More. Blood works. Semen works really well.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Urine, not so much. It's practically water.
Yeah, but you could, you know, you could, if you cooked urine at the right temperature, it would probably make a good gel or putty of some sort.
You mean like reduce it right down?
Yeah,
like
glaze? Yeah, a nice reduction to the glaze.
A nice reduction of piss.
Because it would be really shiny.
Yeah.
And you got to think, all the minerals and stuff that you're pissing out,
mm-hmm.
man, like they're coming back full circle.
Yep.
Right? Because you're just putting them back into your scalp, and then your body is absorbing that sweet, sweet, powerful urine. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Bear Grylls knows about this. He drinks his own piss. Lyoto Machida, a super famous UFC light heavyweight fighter, has been known. Well, back in the day, he was UFC. He's in Bellator now, but he drank his own piss for a long time and talked about it.
Is that a real thing? Yeah. Are you fucking with me right
now? No, I'm not fucking with you at all. Really? That was a thing for a long time. And I think even, not Bruce Lee, but I think people talked about Bruce Lee maybe doing it. I feel like that'd be a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just because, like piss isn't a martial art anymore. Like, it was initially. People would whip their dicks out and piss at each other, or lift a leg up and aim, and you could incapacitate your opponent really easily that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could, at one point.
Are you checking up on any of this?
I wish I was.
Yeah.
Don't fact check me. Okay. Don't fact check me.
Don't fact check me. This is TikToks.
Hey, bro. Don't just fact check me, bro.
TikToks.
Yeah. So, you know what's crazy is, like, today is the post of, I think it was UFC 234, maybe, that had, like, Khabib versus Gaethje. So it was Khabib. I'm not going to try and pronounce his last name.
Nurmagomedov.
That was good.
That was pretty good, right?
Versus, like, Justin Gaethje. And it was this thing where people kind of thought, like, hey, maybe this is going to be the time that this guy could potentially, like, lose a fight. And guess what? Spoiler alert, 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, my God, he won.
Yep.
Yeah. Would you expect it? Yes, you should. You should probably expect that.
I'm surprised you retired.
Yeah, that was kind of the weird thing. Yeah. To retire at like 29-0, it's that's not an even number.
No.
Or is it? It could be. Definitely but it's not. It's definitely not. And, some people too, like for maybe the more casual fans that are going to just recognize the name Conor McGregor, they're going to think, okay, this guy beat this guy and then retired. Maybe he's just going to hold it over his head like a dangling carrot indefinitely.
Yeah. I don't see it that way. I see him jumping in.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. Coming back.
Yeah, of course. Mm.
Throwing hands. Like, you know, screaming.
Mayweather.
Yeah.
50-0.
Yeah.
50-0. He's 51 now, right? 51-0 after that fight, I think.
No, he's still 50.
He's 50-0 because of that, right?
Yeah, but he's looking to plan different comebacks and
He was talking about somebody else, I think. I think Mayweather's setting up to fight somebody else.
Was it Logan Paul?
I think so. I want to say it was a YouTuber. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's actually a decent wrestler, apparently. Yeah. That's what they say.
JR saying.
Yeah. Which is, that's like, this is the point that we've reached at this point in the so called pandemic where, you know, media has become
stagnant.
Stagnant, but then also a circus and a freak show, right?
Yeah.
Like, but specifically, we're looking for that.
There's also an election coming up, so.
Yeah, that's true.
We're, 2 weeks away?
Something like that. Something like that.
A week.
Yeah.
It's a fucking week.
And even though we're in a different country, oddly enough, elections from all over the world actually can kind of affect your country.
Yeah.
Which is kind of strange, if you think about it. Because we're all basically just, like, grabbing a piece of land and then calling it whatever.
Which we never own, but.
No, we stole it from, you know. Natives and varying other groups of whoever initially lived on land, and then maybe they stole it from other people who stole it from other people, and so on and so forth, until eventually we end up here. And, you know, and then we're supposed to be prideful of that. It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking national stake in something's a little odd.
Yeah.
But it's weird that, like, it's weird we've created this distance between, like, we're all Canadian because that's where we're born.
Yeah.
You got a passport, it's Canadian. That's all you're getting, right?
Yeah.
You can go to another country if your mom's from there or dad, or if you can prove that you have some sort of lineage there, you can be a dual citizen.
Yeah, sure. What the fuck is dual citizenship? What is that? What's going on with dual citizenship exactly? Like,
so my grandmother, right? Born in the Netherlands.
Okay.
Right? Came over and then applied to be a citizen here. It's like
a job. You're like, I want to work for Canada.
Essentially, in a way, like, I want to. I want a state claim. I want to own property here. I want to own land, some sort of value here.
Yeah.
That's where dual citizenship comes in. There's people who are like triple or quadruple citizens. I think triple citizens definitely a thing.
Just globetrotting,
dude. Pretty much.
Except for maybe not now. Maybe they're just taking boats.
Unless they're swimming private flights. But
yeah. Or if you're like in Detroit, you could swim to Canada. through through that sweet.
There's clean, nobody guarding the border right now. You can walk.
Yeah, you could go through the super clean waters of Detroit, Michigan. Mm-hmm.
So that's, as of right now, Canadians are only allowed to have 2 citizenships.
Canadians are only allowed 2.
Dual A.
Really?
That's not enough, I think.
Is this a recent article?
What about worldwide, though?
Yeah, there's got to be, like,
I would assume multiple. It's a country thing. I just looked up Canada. It would depend on what country you're in.
Because I think Commonwealth countries can, some Commonwealth countries, like the UK, I think they can do 2 or 3. I think.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
In the UK, there is no limit. So you can be a citizen of every country in the world if you want.
Okay, see? Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that's my new life goal. I'm going to go to the UK. I'm going to live there, and then I'm going to be a citizen of every country.
So wait a second, Hold on.
All the countries.
Hold on a second.
All the countries.
Hold on a second. So if you're Canadian, get another citizenship in the UK, can you then apply for other citizenships from the UK?
The way that I understand it works is you have a main citizenship.
That's bullshit.
And then you're nonsense.
Absolute nonsense.
That's the way that I understood it.
It's hogwash. It's hogwash. I don't like it. Change it. Change it, Daniel. Get on it.
You ever try to wash a hog?
Dude.
It's difficult.
No, never have.
It's difficult.
It's weird that people own animals.
Yeah.
Own hogs.
Yeah.
Own birds.
It's similar to like living on land and being like, this is my land.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not you're not going to. Because you're going to die.
It's not inherently.
They don't even bury you on the land you own.
No. They put you on other people's
land. What kind of nonsense is that?
That's insane if you think about it. Yeah. You should be buried in your house. That you
just
die
in the basement? Yes. Put you in the foundation?
Or hung up.
Yeah, in the closet?
Like a, what's that, you know, that Christmas sitter?
The what?
You know, a wreath.
A wreath? Yeah, okay.
Aretha.
Aretha Franklin?
Yeah, my favorite.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Fuck.
Yeah. That's a real thinker. I just want to say before you answer, I really want to see a horse-sized duck. That'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, that would be, like, imagine the sound of it walking.
Yeah, just the pads.
Yeah. And then if it was around long enough, like, people would kind of be, like, fine-tuned to the flapping sound and knowing it was dangerous.
Yeah.
Right? So you'd hear
and
that.
And do they fly? Plop, plop, plop. Or are they too heavy to fly? I'd say they're too heavy to fly, but...
Yeah. Follow them under, like, the flightless birds.
Yeah, they're bigger than an ostrich by far.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then you'd have, like, bird-on-bird carnage.
Okay. That's true. Yeah.
I didn't think of that. This is all entirely possible.
How much bread do they eat? Do you think they're a loaf at a time? Instead of throwing little bits, they just throw a loaf up in the air and they go...
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Okay, and so, like, which one would you rather? Would you rather the 100 horse-sized ducks? Or, sorry, duck-sized horses? Or the 1 horse-sized duck?
I feel like...
You're fighting them, by the way. Yeah, you're not just eyeballing them.
Can you, like, break them? Like a horse?
That's kind of the point. Yeah.
I'm going to try and break the duck-sized horse. Wait, no, the horse-sized duck.
Yeah.
I try and break it.
I don't know if ducks can be broken like that.
I know, but I would try.
You give it a shot.
And if I died, it would be... Like, they'd probably pull you in the water and drown you. Like an alligator. And then maybe not a barrel roll in there, too.
Do the death roll?
They'd probably pull you into some body of water off somewhere in the distance. And, you know, that's it.
Because if they're flight birds, they'll take you away. Ideally, they're going to pick you up.
Exactly.
But, I mean...
Yeah. And we really dodge bullets, like, living in the 21st century at this point. 22nd century. The 28th century.
Whatever century. Time goes so fast. Whatever.
Yeah. We really skipped over all those threats, you know? Yeah. And we went straight to, like, nukes instead of, like, giant animals that are now small, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a trip to think about that. Sometimes I like to, like, smoke PCP with my uncle and we'll just, like, we'll sit out on the beach and think about this. And, like, we have some pretty heated, like, debate conversations.
Oh, Christ.
And stuff like that. Regarding that.
Jesus.
But, I mean, you know, this is what happens when you live somewhere that, you know, you got to find things that are, like, interesting.
Yeah.
You know? But, would you, like, okay, would you rather, like, be able to read only or speak only? Like, you can only pick one.
Speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if it was only profanity?
Like I only could swear?
Yeah.
Can I throw in other words in there to make it make sense?
No.
Just talking in fucks, essentially?
Yes.
Different tones, different levels. I think you'd have to commit to fuck for sure. Yeah. Because it's the most versatile swear word.
I agree.
Yeah, you kind of need it.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing, like how you can just you can take this word that we don't even really, like, fully grasp the concept of what it means, and then like just implement it into.
I think we get it. I think we get it. I think we get every definition of it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you know, but I mean, it's still, it's like glue. It's glue that holds society together.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, you'd rather speak in all obscenities.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Which I mean, it's
almost. I couldn't just read. I didn't have the ability to speak. I mean, this would be boring as shit.
Yeah, we'd just first be sitting off. Here. I'd be talking.
Yeah.
Which
would now
automatically cut 50% of the listening.
You could do the typing, like the text to voice.
Yeah.
You could definitely find the loophole for sure. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Just like.
Would you rather give up appetizers at every meal or desserts of every meal?
Asking the hard hitters. Yeah.
I'm trying.
There's some really fucking good desserts.
Yeah.
But there are, like, you can eat just appetizers.
Think of your, like, favorite restaurants or, favorite places McDonald's. To go. Sure. Burger King. Go Wendy's. For the fast ones, yeah. But, okay, ooh. So, I'll tell you right now, because you hit a chord. My initial response would have been, fuck desserts.
Yeah.
Appetizers all day.
Yeah.
I'll take that. 9 times out of 10. Then you brought up Wendy's. I'm going Frosty. No Frosty?
Yeah. How do you live without that? You don't. That's the answer.
They got rid of the vanilla Frosty. If for anybody listening that doesn't know, vanilla Frosties are the best. Yeah. Vanillas are the best. And all as far as I know, they've gotten rid of them. I don't know if it's entirely.
That's bullshit.
But definitely not the ones that I've been at.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. I don't even know what a chocolate Frosty tastes like anymore. I'm all vanilla all day. Yeah. So, now that they don't have vanilla, I'm back to fuck desserts.
Yeah.
I'm going appetizers all day.
It's a man of culture.
Yeah. Okay. You're in a field.
Yeah.
Wearing a bicycle helmet.
Okay. Yeah. Again?
Yeah, again? Oh, not again.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah. Right? You got a bicycle helmet. You got a bat. It's aluminum. You're fine.
Is it signed?
No. It may be if you consider it a signature. How many 10-year-olds do you think you could take out? Before they got to you. Now, technically, the 10-year-olds are supposed to wear the bike helmets, but I like the image of you, so you're all wearing bike helmets. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but I got like a full face one, and they have just
I don't care, just like the
speed race.
Yeah. One. This has got the training wheels on, the whole deal. Yeah.
And each time you hit one, it like gives you points.
Sure. Yeah. If you want to create a point system, how many do you think you could take out though? And there's an unlimited amount that keep coming over the hill.
Yeah.
Like fucking Braveheart.
Oh man, probably at least 15.
15.
It depends, though. Like, are these
That's average, a realistic answer.
Are these average-sized children?
They're just 10-year-olds. Yeah, just regular 10-year-olds. Yeah. Whatever you picture a 10-year-old is, there's an infinite amount of them.
Okay, well, for example, Mike Tyson, when he was 12, was, Jesus like, 260 Christ. Pounds.
Okay, but he's not a human being.
I know, but are they all going to be, like, over 200?
No, they're 70 pounds, 60 pounds.
Okay, still 15.
They're decent, good-sized. Still 15?
Still 15, wow. For sure. But if they were like Mike Tyson sized human beings at the age of 10,
like three. I was thinking three. Yeah.
You might go for be
able to sock the first two and then injure the third and then he's on you.
Get like a good, like, you know, you get a lucky leg kick, maybe like freeze someone's leg up a little bit and stomp them a little bit, stomp them out, you know. Not that I would ever want to stomp out Mike Tyson specifically because, you know.
He's terrifying.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's getting back to fighting again. That's insane.
Man, what 50, 52, 53?
Yeah.
I think now.
Jesus.
He's been on like several podcasts where he's like amping up this imminent fight because at this point in history, Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., of all fucking people, are going to have an exhibition match.
Yeah, bullshit exhibition. Which, they're going to kill each other.
Yeah, I don't know because I've heard Mike Tyson say, I think it was some like verbatim, it was like. What do you say? He was saying something like this to Joe Rogan where he was saying, like, you know, violence turns him on.
Gives that was him the like first episode, right?
Yeah. He's like sexually attracted to the idea of hurting people.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Right. In this climate, this, you know, you can marry a shoe. You can marry a table.
A pie.
You can marry a pie. You can fuck a pie and then marry a blade of grass. So why would you not? Hear me out. Why would you not want that option then to be like attracted to a thing that's not physical? Right. So you could be like, oh, violence makes me bust nuts like squirrels.
Right.
You know, all day, every day.
Yeah, that's very serial killer-esque.
It could be.
Yeah, I think it is.
It could be, but like I've only killed like one person, so it's not enough to be like serial yet.
No, no, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
not. And that person was myself, anyways. It was my ego. I killed my ego. So.
Nice. Yeah, you're going right now.
Took it out into the ravine and held it underwater for a bit.
Yeah, you know? That's actually, speaking of ego, that is a big thing I noticed about the Mike Tyson talk.
Yeah, yeah.
He's removed a lot of his ego. Because he used to be this big, boisterous guy. Yeah. He's still big.
Yeah,
he's still a little boisterous, but that ego is almost gone, which is insane.
Yeah, I think, like, we changed him.
Yeah.
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 And he, you know, he went, like, gung-ho with it and started, a whole, a farm. Like, what would you even call that?
It's a grow-up, essentially.
Yeah, it's a grow-up. Yeah. But it's, like...
He's got a garden.
He's a gardener now, right?
Yeah, got the green thumb.
Yeah, and it kind of changed who he was, but... Up to this Roy Jones Jr. matchup thing, he hasn't been like smoking weed at all. So you're seeing this different side of him in any interviews, any clips where he's like this hyper violent 53-year-old man that will destroy you and your family.
He's such an animal. It's I think it's insane that he is he looks just as good now as he did when he was winning like title fights, knocking guys out. He's in that good of shape. His form is fucking perfect.
It is. It's like super good.
Shadow boxing is. There's not a flaw in his game right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows what he's going to be like against somebody else? But to just watch him do his sparring, do a little shadow boxing, even just talking, that's old Mike Tyson.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is a 180 from that first.
Yeah, yeah.
Conversation he had with Joe Rogan.
Yeah, like he got a little bit like out of shape for sure. Yeah. Just like only smoked weed and like ate food and chilled and did nothing else and just was like very peaceful and, which sounds great.
Yeah,
and then for whatever reason, right, like the ego has been reignited and that's weird too, because like that can kind of translate to anybody too, right? Like ego is driving everybody to do everything, right? Like right now this is an egocentrical thing in a sense, right? But you know, you kind of remove yourself from it too. It's weird. It's almost like a flow state when you think about like what your ego is and like what it can represent, right? And then if you're like trying to define it and stuff, like there's a lot of weird directions that you could go to how you're going to view it.
This is definitely what we've already discussed in a sense that this separates us from everybody else or any other being is the ego.
Yeah.
Like,
You're
no different than the monkeys and the bears and the fucking squirrels and all that shit, but we have an ego.
Yeah.
We have a massive ego, just as a species, culturally, ethnically, religiously, and then just as a person, you have an ego automatically.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like this inherent thing, and it's driving everybody to do everything that they do.
Yeah. Right? It's interesting to me that it's what will hinder us. It will make us excel.
Yeah.
It will break. It'll make us. It'll do everything for us.
Yeah.
That ego drives you. It is the driver your entire fucking life.
It is, yeah.
People who remove their ego or say they're removing their ego, they're not being egotistical and blah, 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 guess what?
They're most egocentric.
You're doing it for your fucking ego.
Yes.
Guess what?
Stroke
you're just about as bad as everybody else.
Stroke that ego.
Yeah, stroke exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a jerk fest for yourself by saying, oh, I'm just being more humble. Yeah. Not
you
being
know,
egotistical,
I'm really humbling it
blah,
out
blah,
now.
Blah, blah.
Look how fucking cool I am.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
You're just as bad as the rest of us. You're no better than the monkeys and the squirrels and the pigs and all that shit.
It's true. Yeah, that's true.
There's no other being on the planet
that is
more annoying than a human being.
So essentially what you're saying is like existence is kind of like just pointless.
I knew you were going to say pointless.
Well.
I fucking knew it. No, not necessarily pointless, but there's a purpose to life, obviously. What that is, who knows? I don't know what the purpose of life is, the purpose of existing. Some will say it's to expand your mind. I see it more of, you know, the fuck, the eat. to pass on knowledge.
That's it. Like a more of like
sustain and survive, reproduce, and pass on the knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Yeah, everything else is, you know, a gray area to me.
Yeah, it kind of sucks when you break it down, right? Like it's just kind of.
It's not
shit.
Depressing at all. It's simplifying. Yeah. It's nice to think that we really only have to achieve three things in our lives to really like. For us as a certain lineage, as that strand of DNA, to really move forward, and then you extrapolate that to an entire species or culture, religion, whatever, like you can break it down to that simple of a process. That passing on to knowledge is really the big one, for sure. But you need someone to pass it on to, hence reproduction. And then you have to survive in order to do that. So those things kind of all sit in front of the other.
Yeah, yeah, and then your ego is kind of driving all those things, right?
Yeah, it can drive them mad, too.
Yeah, it can take one thing and just, like, you know, put all of your, like, your perceived skill points into, like, I'm just trying to fuck.
I don't care about anything else. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? That's a 20s man right there. That's what that is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 1920s?
Yeah, sure, definitely 1920s. Yeah, come on. Sling trench coats?
Sling a dick and repairing your shoes every week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be a dick-slinging cobbler?
I actually do. I was gonna say I don't, but
get
I actually kind of do.
Off TikTok, I swear to Christ.
Not.
I'm messing with you. Fucking Gen Zs. God damn it.
Need that sweet, sweet TikTok.
I know.
Straight intravenously.
Yep.
Right into the dick hole.
It's all about it.
Yeah. Man, yeah, that's like, I don't know. I see all that stuff that's so popular, and it's just like it's a whole new form of media for people even like 10 years removed from something like that existing, right?
It's a new form of learning.
It is.
Right?
It really is, yeah.
How many times have you seen a TikTok of any sort, like a meme on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever, and it's a TikTok, and it's showing you how to do a dance move?
Mm-hmm.
That's what people are educating themselves.
It's the only way I know how to dance.
I know.
So
I know. I do the white guy two-step.
Yeah.
Just a little quick two-step. Yeah.
Mostly just the Dougie on repeat.
Yeah.
And then maybe a dab.
Nice.
But that's it.
Dad's ruined the dab.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I don't have kids.
Anymore.
Anymore, yeah. I mean, we glossed over that pretty quickly. And I mean, I probably have some kids somewhere out there in the world.
Don't joke about that.
I mean, it's not a joke.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they're adopted, if you want to call that a joke. I don't think adoption's a joke, though.
Fire stations are not adoption agencies. I'm just saying.
Brothels are. That's right. That's right. Prove me wrong. You can't. Because I know some things.
You can go sit on a bench with that sign up. Prove me wrong.
Came from the streets. Came from the streets.
Yeah.
Came from the streets, depressed in these sheets. Out here crying.
Sometimes. We're gonna have to cut that out for sure.
Nah. It's natural. It's natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like,
your adoption agency you just made up.
I mean, you can think it's made up, but I said it, so it must be true.
You're on the computer. I thought you were googling it.
You got some facts
are
here.
Are fire stations adoption agencies? What the fuck?
I think.
Are they orphanages?
I mean. Yes.
I do with that fun poll.
Wait. You mean 90% of what I'm saying isn't in jest?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Uh-uh.
Good.
Straight facts.
Great. Yeah. Facts. Christ.
Survey says yes.
Survey says about 150 babies.
Okay. No. Obviously. You goddamn idiots. A lot of you.
Yeah, you say that, but there's numbers.
Yeah. Everybody knows you can drop a child off at a fire station. Okay?
Now.
You shouldn't.
Now they know.
Yeah, you're right.
And if you look at the bottom of the screen, we'll have some addresses play.
Yeah. Jesus.
Here's where you can go in your...
Just your local, adoption agency. You guys are terrible because you said it and he's going to have to put it in now. He's going to have to do it.
It's true. You doubt it. But sometimes you got to speak the truth. And you know the crazy thing about adoption agencies specifically is that when you go into them, usually Don't Stop Believing by Journey is on like 11.
That's not true.
It's is that fucking it is true? Definitely true.
Really?
I'm not gonna hum it though because I don't wanna.
Nope.
We'll get a copyright infringement.
Yeah.
For some reason, right? When I googled kids left at brothels, it just what came up fuck? Child prostitution.
Why are you googling that?
We don't endorse that message.
Nope. It's fucking TikTok over here. Jesus.
It's okay.
Somebody just put all of us on a list with that nonsense.
It was already on a list.
Blacklisted.
Yep.
It's okay.
Jesus.
Yeah, really, though, they do actually play Journey, Don't Stop Believing in most brothels.
Why do you think that is? Brothels are, no, you mean adoption agencies?
Same, same.
Yeah.
yeah, just because, like, you want to, like, upkeep the mental state of
you want to be positive.
Yeah, your kids.
Yeah.
And everybody that's there, and you know, you want to be positive. You want to be, you know, you want to send a message.
Excited to do it.
You want to be excited. You want to send a message. Don't stop believing.
Yep.
And
for the kids and the parents.
Yeah, and finding something, you know.
Right.
And you know, maybe you got to replace your kid because the last one stopped breathing. Get that kid hitter. Go out to the local brothel.
I've never seen his eyes do that when adoption he said
agency.
It.
I'm just saying. These could like, be things. I don't know for sure.
Right.
But allegedly, maybe I know some things about some stuff, and this is just what I heard in the streets.
That's what you heard in the streets?
That's what I heard in the streets. Yeah. So.
Shit going down in the streets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Journey has a really big influx of, you know, adopted crack babies that are fans.
Definitely cutting that out. For sure.
I mean,
fucking crack babies on episode one. I mean, named it Gingerly Ignorant for a reason, man. The key word is not the.
You're ignorant.
It's not the
I'm ginger.
It's the gingerly.
Tiptoeing.
Yeah. You didn't tiptoe, you stomped on. You're the duck foot. That's a horse's size.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Size 6 women's coming at you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I got to own the size, man.
That's right. You got tiny lady feet.
It's true. Dancer-like, some would say.
That's right.
You're many years. Many, many years wrapped.
Was it 80-inch reach, you said?
Yeah. Of the leg, but the shoe is a size 6.
I heard you think birds are retarded.
Yeah, actually. And not real. And not real.
What a segue.
Why is this a joke?
So, you think birds are retarded?
Yeah. I know.
Explain. No, I don't like birds. I'll be the first to say it.
Who does?
They weird me out a bit.
Yeah.
Because they're skeletal and they're just weird. And you can't predict where they're flying. They just kind of fucking go.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane. So, go ahead. Yeah. Explain to me how.
Okay.
Birds are mentally unstable.
To kind of full circle it here, there's a Reddit called Birds Aren't Real. Or Birds Don't Exist. It's one of the two.
Who's the main star of this?
The people.
Right, so it's not a porn?
No. Not this one. The other one is.
Though. Nice.
Yeah, just people, you know, they look at different clips of birds doing bird shit. And, you know, they've kind of come to the conclusion, as have I, at this point, currently.
Yeah.
I can, you know, my mind is still malleable, so we'll see.
Yeah.
But I believe that birds are probably cyborgs.
Cyborgs?
Yeah. Or, like, government drones.
Like one-eye cyborg?
No. Like, robotic.
I'm thinking
robotic.
Cyclops.
Cyclops.
Vastly different.
Yeah. But that's a cool image, like a cyclops cyborg. Yeah, right. That could be something. You got images of this. I told you it's a thing.
Pull it up. Show me.
Birds are not real.
Give me some proof here. Birds have legs. Legs spelled backwards is skell.
Yeah.
Government drones.
Yep.
Are real. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You didn't believe it? The truth is out there. X-Files, Scully, Mulder.
Help.
No.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, man. I don't make this stuff up. You think this is like some kind of like... You know, it's not, this is real. This is life.
Yeah, but this is real, and yet birds are not real. Read it to me. I can't read that. My eyes
birds
are shit. I'm an old
aren't
man.
Real.
Heard me wrong. I can't read it. Get your shit together.
I can't, it's not worth reading.
Oh my God. I'll get up and read it.
They aren't, man.
Jesus.
You think this is made up?
I mean, yeah, I think it's made up.
If you compare, like, the current climate of the planet that we exist on to, like, maybe, like, Terminator 2 or something like that, or, the, like, Skynet.
Yep.
Impending doom. Impending apocalypse. Why would birds be real in that situation?
Yeah, but you're comparing Terminator to birds.
Yeah.
Like,
You see, like, the
corridor. Arnold Schwarzenegger, real guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Bird, governor.
Bird enthusiast in the movie.
Of course.
He had a cockatoo. And three parrots. That did his bidding. You don't remember this part? Fuck, dude. I might have seen a different movie, though.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you were still in the Reddit thread.
Maybe.
I guess.
Yeah, it's
a good talking point.
You know, it's awe-inspiring.
I can't read that.
It's awe-inspiring.
Why is it that when I touch wire, I get electrocuted, but when birds touch wire, nothing happens?
I'll tell you why. Because
they're drones, and when they touch the wire, they're just charging.
Yeah. Do you know why that actually is? Because they don't give off enough resistance to cause any issues. It just seamlessly passes through. That's the same reason why squirrels can just run on wires. Yet there isn't a fucking thread about goddamn squirrels, is there? I don't think so. Is there? Go ahead. Oh, fucking Reddit, man. Of course there's going to be a thread about this shit.
I'm not Bill Nye the Science Guy, but that sounds like some hootenanny.
Yeah?
I gotta tell you.
But drones charging? Yeah, why my Yahweh charging phone doesn't have QI charging, and yet squirrels do and birds? Is that what you're telling me? Naturally. They can wireless charge and I can't?
Yes.
Jesus.
It's tangible. It's definitely tangible. Yeah. Think about it.
I mean, we now know aliens are real. Consider.
Yeah,
it's a good thing the government's watching us.
Who actually came out and said that? Which
I have no idea. I think it was
some government.
I want to say it was like
the White House, NASA,
NASA, or some sort of, I don't know.
Maybe it was a bird related company trying to muddy the water.
Yeah,
you know, murk it up a bit. Wade through the murk to find the truth.
Oh God! It might have been in the Ministry of Defense. Who knows?
It could have been.
Can you check to see who said aliens are real? You know, back in once the pandemic really took off.
Yeah, that was like one of the key points that was announced. Like as soon as it was like, oh, by the way, everybody's dying, and they're like, and aliens.
Yeah, but aliens are real.
So
the Pentagon. They released. All
was it the Pentagon? The
Pentagon.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I remember those.
Yeah.
Those were fun. Good to watch.
I think there's a bunch of them.
Okay, so what do aliens look like? Do they look like E.T.?
No.
Okay. You didn't hear my other option, though. Do they look like E.T.?
I'll click answer. Or?
Or?
They don't. Or they just don't.
E.T. in a dress.
E.T. in a dress? They're more likely to be E.T. in a dress than E.T.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. E.T. seems a little ridiculous.
Yeah, and like, why wouldn't E.T. come to Earth to try and seduce you?
Me personally?
Yeah, or anybody. But
that's
a
question I've asked every day since I saw E.T. for the first time in the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard E.T. has like a beard fetish.
So definitely.
Probably. Because like, no body hair on the silky smooth alien skin. So they're into like rubbing against like hair.
I'm uncomfortable. I'll say that. It's a little weird.
I mean, some people like it.
It's odd.
Yeah.
It's
odd. Yeah. It was a great movie though. It was a great series of movies.
Yeah. They're redoing Animaniacs. Spielberg's doing he's producing it again.
It's about damn time.
That and Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Which is fantastic.
That was around like...
Danny, have you seen the trailer for that? No?
Do you know what Pinky and the Brain is?
Do you know what Pinky and the Brain is?
No? That's a no.
Do you know the Animaniacs?
That's definitely a no.
You're saying yes, but you don't.
Okay.
Fucking Gen Z.
For the uninitiated...
Oh!
I would love to hear if anybody found that fucking believable, by the way. You're lucky there's no camera on you. We can go, oh, yeah, no, I got it. nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Only two of the greatest cartoons that were ever animated in the series of existence of all time.
I heard Spielberg tried to do like real mice.
Yeah.
They killed each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They both died.
Yeah, they tried to actually film like a live action thing with mouse.
Yeah.
Mouses.
Mice.
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 Mouse eye.
Mice.
Huh? Okay.
Micey.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, it's a, that's the thing too, right? When isn't it weird when they take something that's live action or cartoon and they transition like the Lion King? To the next
I was
version.
Impressed with the Lion King remastering. Yeah, it was good.
I didn't see that.
It was good.
Didn't even know that happened.
Yeah, yeah. Well done. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, Seth Rogen, Childish Gambino, Beyonce. It's Beyonce? It's Beyonce. Yeah.
Is Seth Rogen Simba?
No, he is Pumbaa. It's Pumbaa.
Come on, man.
Who is Simba? Is it Childish Gambino? It Donald is.
Glover.
Yeah, Glover. Donald Glover. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. I think, but he was singing. He was singing in that, so I don't know if you can call him Donald Glover.
Well, okay, what if...
I think it has to be Childish Gambino.
What if Jonah Hill in The Wolf of Wall Street was Simba in the live-action Lion King?
It would be a fuck of a mess.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
just you know, just a scene where he's like jacking off. He's like, ah, oh, she's so pretty. But it's like on top of the mountain, on the top of the lions.
Don't ruin my childhood, man.
I'm adding to it.
I don't know if you are.
This is punch up. Punching straight. I mean, like, it's, you know, if you can think about it, it's an option. So I'd watch it.
I don't think. I feel like you haven't even seen the original Lion King.
I have.
I know you have, but it's frightening me that that's your uptake on it.
That's my like list of improvements.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's some editor's notes. Yeah, I'll take those.
Yeah. And not edit them. and leave it how it is, because this is a perfect film. Stanley Kubrick would be proud.
Stanley Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Q.
Oh man.
Stanley. Stanley Pimp.
Kubrick.
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 Scoobick.
Top 10 movies. I'd go for top 5. 10's okay, way too much.
Terminator 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And the other 4 are all the Lion Kings. Oh, and Spy Kids 1. Come on, man. It's classics. Think about it. Actually, okay. Actually?
Yeah, yeah. I want your actual
This is a movie
five.
I think about a lot.
Yeah.
Small Soldiers.
Dude.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Wow.
I love that movie, and I had the game on
PS4. Have you seen it? No. Fuck, that was
such
a
good movie. It's like 25 years ago, probably.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, it was so cool. It was like a Pixar movie from, I don't know, 98 or 97 or something, maybe. Something like that. And it had the Gorgonites and like the Commandos or something, whatever they were called. And the Gorgonites were like these weird, they almost look like a dog combined with like an avatar character.
Yeah, they're mongoloids.
Yeah, yeah, some kind of, like, the mongoloids of some sort, maybe. Yeah, but they were toys, so, you know, it's all works of fiction. But, I mean, I've seen toys talk, so. Sometimes. It depends, right? Like, how much crack are you smoking? How much PCP have you ingested in the last 48 hours? And then, you know, what are you staring at all day? Because if you're staring at a bunch of Barbies and stuff, then you might end up getting
impaled.
They're
going to talk.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, they were fantastic in that movie, not the Barbies as a company, but
the other toys
there were fantastic. That made the movie,
and that's the thing too. Like back then, they were that wasn't like the peak of animation,
no,
at all.
I think Toy Story had just come out,
maybe.
Hey, when did Small Soldiers come out?
1998.
Yeah, so that's after Toy Story. That's after Toy Story, I think.
Toy Story came out in 1996.
And Toy Story was the first, or Bug's Life might have been the first major.
Oh, Bug's Life. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite
Bug's
a few
Life. There's a lot of, like, McDonald's toys of those things back in the 90s that
were just... Yeah, that's another thing we'll probably never see again, eh?
Yeah.
McDonald's toys.
And they're,
fucking
like,
Happy Meal toys.
The memory of them are tied to a lot of movies because they were all movie-related, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'd get the Toy Story ones. You'd get Small Soldier ones. You'd get, you know... insert Disney movie, and they basically had a partnership deal with McDonald's.
Yeah.
And possibly. Now, you know, now McDonald's basically just sells beer steins and like questionable German memorabilia, mostly worldwide.
Yeah.
So I've heard. So it's, you know, I don't go, I just go to Burger King specifically because it's,
fuck,
I'm a knight and that's the king.
Jesus Christ. This is all over the map, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at it, but Jesus.
That's you, yeah, that's usually.
Took me a second to catch up.
Yeah. That's okay. That's okay. But yeah, man, it's, you know.
So we're at Toys, Small Soldiers. There's one.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. That's the first one. Yeah, yeah. There's nine more. Yeah.
Give me four more. How's that?
I really like that. I like that movie Drive a lot. It's a cool movie.
It's really the cool movie. Ryan Gosling one, right?
Yeah. And there's what's his face is in it too? Hellboy, the guy that plays Hellboy.
Yeah. Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah. Ron Perlman's in it. The dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, Bryan Cranston. He's in it. It's a good movie. Christina Hendricks, she's in it.
Yeah. Nice. I think I've seen it once.
It's a good movie. It's a good.
I didn't like it. Weird, shit. No. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was garbage. I didn't like it.
It was trash.
So Drive.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Is it in your top five though?
Yeah, it's like number two probably.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. I've watched that movie probably 300 times.
Really?
Probably.
Interesting.
Like sometimes twice in a row.
Yeah.
I
almost exclusively have to watch a movie back to back within a day. Mm. I have to watch it.
Yeah. Also
very little in between.
Also, like, is this a thing for other people too? But like, I'll watch movies always with subtitles. Always.
So I'm kind of split because I used to watch the old Kurosawa movies like Seven Samurai, Ronin, like those.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's movies cool that are very. That, well, one, they don't speak English, so it has to be.
Yeah.
But black and white, sketchy, weird camera angles, dialogue's terrible, translation's even worse. But the great fucking movies, the action's always awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So subtitles on a TV does not, I don't even register it.
No. Yeah, it kind of just blends into the image, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm fine with the subtitles for sure.
I like it for a bunch of reasons, but one of the reasons too is that like when you're hearing music in a movie,
yeah,
and you don't know what it is, usually the subtitles will tell you who it's by and what the song's called.
Oh yeah.
Right? And then they'll play the lyrics and everything too. So it's kind of like a cool way of finding things out, almost like without even having to think about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of witchcraft if you think about it. it's kind of sorcery in a way.
So we got three.
Yeah. No, that's two, right? That's two. Lion King.
Lion King. Drive.
No, not Lion King. Lion King, though.
Small Soldiers.
Yeah, Small Soldiers, Drive.
Drive.
You know. What are some other good... Like, the first Zoolander, probably?
Yeah. I automatically associate Wolf of Wall Street in your top five.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because you haven't shut the fuck up about it since
Yeah, well, it's just like I associate with that lifestyle.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie, and I like seeing people that are like neurotic,
mm-hmm,
and manic and batshit insane, like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he plays a maniac really well.
Yeah, because he is one, and it's excellent.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Dead behind the eyes. Yeah. Banging Swiss models, private jet everywhere. I gotcha.
Just shark eyes. Yeah. All the time. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Exactly.
It's great. He's been in a ton of good movies, and. You know, that might be one of the best ones, but...
He's dodged death, like, three or four times, too, by the way.
Yeah, I heard
like
about that.
Like, plane crashes and, like...
A bear tried to rip him in half.
Yeah.
A poodle.
A poodle.
Also.
Yeah.
Tried to nip his heels.
Oh, shit.
I heard.
Damn.
I don't know, though. I already
stepped on a crack and risked breaking his mother's back as well.
Really taking me back with that one.
Yeah.
I purposely step on...
Jesus,
on
cracks, dude.
Like, on purpose now.
Wait for episode two.
I skip onto the cracks.
Yeah.
Skip to the middle. La, this is fun.
All right, so we got what, three?
Yeah.
What are we at?
That's three.
We need two more.
That's three. Yeah.
Two more movies.
Well, you know, like,
you really like. I'll rattle mine off in no time. So I need your.
I gotta go through the memory banks, man. I don't sit down and watch too many movies because like.
Well, then it should be a small bank. More like a safety deposit box.
Oh, Resident Evil 1.
Now we're talking.
Okay.
Good movie.
And then
good
one. You know, Oh, 28 Days Later. Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Great movie. Yeah. I didn't go for any of those.
No?
No, they're not even on the list.
No? Oh,
not even close.
Oh, shit.
Not even close.
Look at that. I'm watching movies alone.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I'll see you guys later.
Seven Samurai is up there. I'm not giving you them in any order. It's just kind of a...
Okay. It's a... Yeah.
1963, Seven Samurai.
I never
seen it. Kurosawa film.
1954.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Gorgeous fucking movie.
I don't remember that year.
No. You weren't around.
I might have been.
Yeah. You're kind of a daywalker.
Yeah,
that's true. Pulp Fiction, number two.
That's a good one.
Django Unchained. Is in there.
That's an intense movie.
Yeah, it's so heavy. I enjoy it. The action's great.
It's kind of like it's hyper violent.
Yeah,
and it's like a justified violence too, where you're seeing like
the dialogue is like rich.
You're seeing like revenge in it too. Yeah, right? You're seeing like these people being like so mistreated, and then them like just wreaking havoc. Mm-hmm.
The peaks and valleys in it are drastic, right?
Yeah,
which is really nice to see.
Yeah, that's a great. That's a great movie, actually.
I like it. It's intense. I like it a lot.
Very intense. I wouldn't bring my kids to watch it unless they were at least 5 and 6, respectively, probably.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 5 or 6. They're not going to understand it anyway, but at least they can absorb all the
language.
They can
see the imagery and they can remember it.
Yeah. Absorb the
language. Store it in their memory banks.
Yeah. Get it all sorted. Understand.
You got like 3 more, probably?
2, I think. Yeah. Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, that older one. Yeah.
Seven Samurai.
Yeah.
Seven Samurai, Pulp Fiction. Django.
Yeah.
Mm. I really like Baby Driver.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that.
It's a great movie. There's something about it that is seamless throughout the entire thing. You enjoy it from the second you start. Could be the soundtrack. I think it is. I think it's the soundtrack because it's very... like upbeat for the most part. It's great.
Well, I heard some of the songs though during it.
And I think it's the first one on Rotten Tomatoes that scored 100.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The first one. I think it's Baby Driver.
Wow. How do you do that? How do you pull that off?
I don't know. It's fucking Rotten Tomatoes. Who gives a shit?
That's wild.
Like, really, do they hold weight? Does Rotten Tomatoes hold weight in like the movie scene?
If you put them in a bag, probably.
No. You're looking at it, no. Doesn't, no.
That's unimportant.
Yeah, I don't think so.
People should probably come to us if they want.
Yeah, it is the first 100. Yeah. Because it was a big fucking news thing.
People should come to us if they want, like, movie advice.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. And we'll, like, tell them plots and spoilers and stuff before they see it. Yeah. So they have
and
an
my
idea.
Number 4 or 5, what am I at? Number 5?
Yeah, you got, like, one more probably.
Frozen. Yeah. We'll go Frozen. Frozen. Yeah.
It's a classic.
Never seen it. Genuinely. Never seen
it.
Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah.
I'd watch it.
I don't know what they say. I know their songs. I know Kristen Bell's in it, and she's lovely.
I don't know who that is.
I think Anna Kendrick as well is in it. Nope, that's not true. It's just Kristen Bell. Dude, you're looking at the screen like it's up there. I have no fucking idea who's in Frozen. I know Kristen Bell is.
That is a picture of a headless horse.
Am I right still? Am I nailing it?
Look at that.
I'm nailing it. Look at me go. Who the fuck is that? Is that Tom Arnold? Is that Tom Arnold?
Oh,
third in. Is that Josh Gad? Yeah. Okay.
Wait. Rosie O'Donnell's the starring actress? Why haven't I seen this, man?
Yeah. Yeah, you're missing out, buddy. You're missing out.
I like that. That's nice. Those are some classics, I'd imagine. I haven't seen Frozen personally, but
how much time
I'm going to see it.
About an hour?
No, left. I know how long we've been talking, for sure. And this, I'll be honest with you, during this recording, this is the first time he has talked as much as he has. He has been on a fucking tear this entire hour. Like,
that's
not bad. I'm impressed. I'm actually quite happy about it.
Extroverted introvert.
The fuck does that mean? Throw a camera in front of you and go wild?
People think I'm an introvert. I'm not.
100%
I do. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
But I find, and I'll say this just because we all know each other quite well now.
Yeah.
I don't see that in you. I see you as that type, but I don't see it with us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I don't see the fucking shitstorm you just caused for the last hour. No.
Okay, because that's like me. That's who I am. That's who I am as a person.
Get fucking
completely
ready for it.
Completely insane.
Buckle in.
Like, insane. Buckle in. Put your helmets on. I know Daniel forgot his helmet.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Next time.
Fell out of the truck when he got out.
A little bit of CTE won't hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Embrace the insanity that is your mind, and share it with the realm of existence.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Do you want to leave on that? Do you want to close out on that? It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Share the madness of your mind.
Yeah.
Share the insanity of your mind.
Or do you want to go a little further and just be like, I'm just a solid form floating around in a liquid state?
Like Liquid Snake.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, we're wrapping up. We're about that time, eh? Okay.